If you spent any time in the Redwoods, you know there is much to see. The tallest trees on the earth are best seen outside of a car, where you have the freedom to look up without a roof in the way. Good on two legs, good on two wheels, too. Mounted bikers have lots of spaces and places to enjoy the Redwoods, and they're seeking more. A proposal would revive some of the decommissioned logging roads in the Redwoods, not for logging, but for biking. Let's hear more about that and about the coming Redwood Cycle Fest. Two guests join us. Adam Spencer is the founder and owner of Redwood Rides. He's the co-organizer of Redwood Cycle Fest in September. Adam, welcome to The Exchange.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you.
Sure. Chelsea Byers with us as well. She is the marketing manager at Redwood Rides and also the co-organizer of the Redwood Cycle Fest. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Adam, let's start with you. How did Redwood Rides get started? What is it?
Redwood Rides is a Crescent City-based adventure outfitter. It got started after I was a reporter in the Crescent City area for a couple years. Got really interested in the outdoors here. Wanted to figure out a way to stick around and saw this opportunity and had a good friend from I grew up with in Minnesota that was willing to do it with me. And now we're doing pretty great and getting a lot of people from all over the region, country, and world really to see the Redwoods in a different way, either through our kayak tours or bike tours.
Now you piqued my interest. Is the money better than it is in journalism?
Well, Jeff, at this time, it's definitely looking more stable, and I definitely had some of my mentors from past journalism days say, yeah, good on you. Figure out something else right now.
Right. Chelsea Byers, tell us about the level of amenities for mountain bikes that exist already in the Redwoods.
Well, there's a lot of great roads that are already existing, and that's what's so exciting about what we're trying to do and promote with the Cycle Fest is that there's really not that much work that needs to happen. These roads are already out there, ready to be taken advantage of by mountain bikers. So really, we're just trying to spread the word. There's hundreds of miles of old logging roads that are just not being used at all now, and a good amount of them are in this Delmar Coast Redwood State Park in the Mill Creek Edition just south of Crescent City. So we're really just trying to spread the word about that and get people out on the trails.
Are they in any kind of shape? I mean, it's not like mountain bikers require a whole lot of space, but it seems like some of these roads could be used potentially by mountain bikers without a whole bunch of fix-up work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were out there riding yesterday, and a lot of them have just grown into some perfect single track, and they're in really great condition for riding still.
Does the access or the rules differ between state and federal land in the Redwoods for what's available to mountain bikers?
Well, with the three state parks that hold the most old-growth redwoods in California, they're managed cooperatively with Redwood National Park Service and the California state parks. The regulations usually span the whole partnership at this point. And we have to kind of work with both agencies for anything that we're going to do. But to comment just again on the roads that are used currently, there are people that that go on these huge 25, 30 mile loops in that area and use it to train for bigger mountain bike events outside of the area, and it's like a mountain bike wilderness in the Mill Creek watershed, because you get into an area without cell coverage. There isn't any other hikers back there usually, because they'd rather stick to the trails, and there's a huge populations of black bear and mountain lions back there. A really kind of cool bike wilderness experience.
Do you bring bear spray and other things to keep critters at bay, and a first aid kit for that matter too?
Definitely a first aid kit whenever we're out on the trails. Bear spray could be a good idea, but usually we're in packs. So, I mean, being in a group of mountain bikers can usually keep you pretty safe.
All right. Chelsea, you mentioned single-track trails. I'm curious about some of the attributes you want in a mountain bike trail. I mean, width and grade and surface and that sort of stuff.
A lot of these logging roads are actually pretty perfect for mountain biking. There are a few areas that could have a little gravel scraped off the road. Definitely some cleanup projects, and our minds are already spinning and how can we make these trails even better. But I was surprised at just what great condition they were in. They've got some really great hills, really good climbs, followed by some really sweet descents. So just the fact that you can really get out there and ride without any other cars around. I mean, we didn't see a single soul out there yesterday, which is one of the things we're trying to change, but it's still really neat to be able to get out and have such a, like Adam said, it's like a wilderness cycling experience, but really accessible to town.
Mm-hmm. And how far off main roads are you going? How far off roads that are open to vehicles, motor vehicles?
Just about 3 miles is as far as you, you're going to, basically you turn off the 101 and you
3 miles from the highway.
Yeah.
But then from that point, you can travel about 15 to 20 miles away from the place where you can park and make some make a series of different loops with the existing areas that are open.
All right, you're way back in the boonies then. How does this compare for the folks who don't know the wilderness experience so much to, for example, taking a walk in Stout Grove?
Stout Grove, you're going to see hundreds of people from all over the world. Lots of selfie sticks. Lots of kids running around. Not that that's not a great, amazing experience, but this is going to be a lot more remote, and we are dealing with much more second growth, almost entirely second growth redwoods here. There are some pockets of amazing old growth left, but this is looking at a forest in restoration, which you know, might be a drawback for some people, but it's really exciting too. And we're really trying to look forward to the future of this park. It was logged through the mid 90s, acquired by the state in 2002, and there's a lot of beautiful restoration work that can take place back there. This area was actually first cited as the choice spot for the Redwood National Park. And what happened was the timber companies, they logged right up to the line, the southern border of Jedediah Smith State Park, to kind of deter any more efforts to make that Redwood National Park. So the potential to bring back amazing, beautiful trees, and not in our lifetime necessarily, but in the future is really high. And so we want to look towards the future of this place, and we think that bringing more support to it can really come with more support and popularity of mountain biking in the area.
We're talking about mountain biking in the Redwoods in Del Norte County with Adam Spencer, who's the founder and owner of Redwood Rides. Chelsea Beyer is the marketing manager for Redwood Rides. They are together the co-organizers of Redwood Cycle Fest coming to the woods on September 24th and 25th. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Maybe some questions, maybe some comments, maybe some observations or stories about your own rides through the woods. We'd love to hear those. 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So what is the status of the proposal then, Adam, for trying to get some of these roads officially turned into trails, particularly in the Mill Creek edition?
Some of the roads are there's about three or four loops that are already open to the public for mountain biking, and the Redwood National State Parks is in the middle of a trail designation process. So it's going to take a couple years for them to work through this process to figure out what direction they can take some of the different things in there. So if we build some support now for some more connectivity through the different areas of the park, then we can hope to have that be part of that process that's happening over the next couple of years.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd love to comment because, you know, the thing that we're excited about with this event is we don't want to target just people that are interested in climbing 1,700 vertical feet and riding the 15-mile course. We're really just trying to promote cycling in general, and that's why we have some great family-friendly or just events of all different interest levels on Saturday, the first day of our Cycle Fest event. And this is a free event, and there's going to be bicycle maintenance and repair workshops, guided bike tours on flatter trails in the area, so people can kind of get a guided tour from a national park ranger to see some of the restoration work that's happening in the area. There's also going to be a bike rodeo for kids, where kids get to get more comfortable on their bicycle and practice some maneuvers so they're better cyclists, whether riding around the city or on the trail. And we're also going to have a pedal-powered entertainment, pedal-powered smoothie station, pedal-powered spin art, and pedal-powered music, where if somebody from the audience doesn't keep pedaling that generator, the mics will actually cut out. So we're just trying to really promote a hub of cycling experience while also promoting the centennial of the National Park Service. We're doing this event on Bike Your Park Day, part of the overall kind of Find Your Park effort for the Centennial Park Service. So we're taking that and celebrating the National Park Service by celebrating the newest part of the Redwood National State Park partnership, which is this Mill Creek area. So I just want to let people know that there's a nice 4.5 mile flat trail that you can bike in the forest. There's other opportunities that are open already and that will be open that aren't going to be just for the kind of hardcore mountain biker.
All right, and that'll be Cycle Fest, Redwood Cycle Fest, September 24th and 25th. You give me ideas, though, with the pedal-powered entertainment about how we could power public radio, but we won't go down that trail just today. Bruce in Ashland sent an email in, and he's concerned about some of the freelance trail making, and I want you guys to address. He writes that Redwood National Park was the cutting edge of road removal. Mountain bike trails without maintenance lead to erosion. Just go for a walk up in the Ashland watershed sometime, and you'll see it. I don't want too many mountain bikes in the woods. Planned well and maintained is the only way. Don't go crazy. That from Bruce in Ashland. Chelsea, how do you assuage the concerns about people who don't want mountain bikes all over the place in the woods?
Yeah, that's definitely a really valid concern, and I've seen that myself. You know, people get all amped up about creating trails, and they don't really think about the maintenance part, which is huge, and erosion is a big deal. So what we're actually looking at doing is a project that combines the restoration work with the mountain bike trail creation, and that involves removal of these old failed culverts that are creating a lot of the erosion and a lot of the problems. So we're basically trying to restore the watershed and do things that are good for the coho salmon, good for the redwoods, and then leave behind a mountain biking trail in our wake. And as far as the maintenance goes, that is a huge concern, and we're in the process of developing a really dedicated team of mountain biking enthusiasts. There are a couple groups, the IMBA groups, so there's a Wild Rivers Coast Mountain Biking Association, there's and a Redwood Coast Mountain Biking Association, and these are groups that do trail building and maintenance workshops, and they're really dedicated to the upkeep of mountain biking trails. So so we're trying to work with these groups and kind of start our own group as well, to make sure that not only will these trails be put into place, but that they'll be maintained as well. So I totally hear that concern, and I want everyone to know we're also thinking about that.
Is there, as I understand it, some federal grant money available to help this process along of actually creating some new trails from the old logging roads?
Yeah, there's grant money available from a variety of different sources, so we have just to tap into that. And I think also the restoration project money could be an important source of funding for it as well.
All right, let's come back to Redwood Cycle Fest on September 24th and 25th. It looks like it's divided up by days. You mentioned, Adam, some of the kid-friendly things, the kid bike rodeo. That looks like that's Saturday. It looks like bring your A-game
right
for the serious riders on Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday is definitely more of the kind of event cycling hub. We're going to create a hub of cycling-related activities. There's one beautiful stand of old-growth redwoods that the logging company left almost as a souvenir or as a keepsake to look at what they were cutting down otherwise. But our event is in a parking lot that's right below this remaining old-growth redwood stand. So that's the good day, 12 p.m., 4 p.m., and come out for the afternoon, check out some music, learn how to true your wheel, work on your bike, find out some cool information about the restoration in that area. then if you're interested in doing one of our challenge rides, that's on Sunday. And the really cool thing about our challenge rides is we're going to have money go towards the restoration of this park for everyone that completes a challenge ride. So for everyone that completes a challenge ride, a future redwood tree sapling will be planted in their name as part of this restoration project of this area.
Hmm. And where exactly is all this going to be held? Where's the parking lot you're describing?
So it's about 3 miles south of Crescent City off of Hamilton Road in the Mill Creek watershed of Del Norte Coast Redwood State Park. So coming from Ashland, cruise right through Crescent City, drive another 3 miles south on 101, and you'll see signs for the Mill Creek watershed. You take Hamilton Road into that place about 3 miles off the highway, and you reach the big lot where everything will be taking place.
Okay, I'm trying to sort out the events here at the Redwood Cycle Fest. I noticed that there's a Child's Hill Challenge. This is not a child's challenge. It's just the name of the hill, right?
Yeah, it just happened to be some guy's last name that was involved in the kind of logging industry there. But that's actually the most challenging ride. That's 15 miles climbing about 1,700 feet. But there are also rides that climb 900 feet over... with about 9 miles distance. That's the Bummer Lake Blast Loop, and that's a great loop that still gives you a little bit more climbing, but not as intense as our Child's Hill Challenge.
All right. Chelsea, final word from you. Can you have a bad day on a mountain bike in such a beautiful place as the Redwoods?
Just try. I mean, we had in our group yesterday, someone went down, scraped his knee up pretty bad, but at the end of the day, he was just like, wow, that was an incredible experience. I'm so glad I went. So I really don't think it's possible, Jeff.
Okay, the Redwood Cycle Fest is September 24th and 25th, as you heard, about 3 miles south of Crescent City, and you'll need some more directions. You can go to the website to find that out. That is all linked from our website at jeffexchange.org. Chelsea Byers, the marketing manager at Redwood Rides and the co-organizer of the Cycle Fest. Adam Spencer is the founder and owner of Redwood Rides. They're also working, as we mentioned, to get some more bike trails on old logging roads up there in the Redwoods. Chelsea and Adam, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.